With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Trump administration has no plans to try and return a man to Maryland who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador. White House correspondent Greg Clexton.
Even though the administration admitted the man was deported in error and the Supreme Court told the U.S. to facilitate his release, the White House isn't budging. When President Trump was asked about returning the man, he deferred to Attorney General Pam Bondi.
That's up to El Salvador if they want to return him. That's not up to us.
However, El Salvador's president claimed he doesn't have the power to return him either. Greg Clugston, Washington.
NATO's support for Ukraine remains unwavering. The alliance's secretary general says he emphasizes more than 20 billion euros in security assistance have already been pledged by NATO allies in the first 3 months of this year. Mark Rutte visited Ukraine and met with President Volodymyr Zelensky in the port city of Odessa. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Julie Walker is reporting that Harvard defied President Trump's demand and risks $9 billion in federal funding.
The demand's part of President Trump's effort to investigate anti-Semitism at many universities. The Harvard list was updated Friday and includes government and leadership reforms, as well as a requirement to institute a merit-based admissions and hiring policy. It also includes an audit of students and faculty on their views about diversity, as well as a ban on face masks. Harvard President Alan Garber, in a letter to the community Monday, says no government should dictate what private universities can teach, whom they can admit and hire, and which areas of study they can pursue. I'm Julie Walker.
And on Wall Street, stocks have turned lower, the Dow dropping 87 points and the NASDAQ composite losing 34. This is SRN News. Another major corporation quits DEI.
Constellation Brands is the importer of several popular Mexican beers to the U.S., including Modelo and Corona. Company officials have announced they are dropping all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and will no longer support the Human Rights Campaign, America's largest LGBT pressure group. President Trump's election has prompted a wave of big corporations to quit what's become known as woke capitalism and turn their backs on the gay agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An abortion in Idaho is not prohibited if pregnancy complications could cause a woman's death, even if that death is neither imminent nor assured. And that's the ruling from a state judge, which modifies one of the strongest pro-life laws in the United States. Four women, represented by the Center for Reproductive Rights, sued to get the courts to clarify and expand on the exceptions to that ban. This is SRN News. A new study finds fewer people cross state lines for abortions in 2024 than the previous year.
One reason for this is likely the increase of availability of abortion pills. The Guttmacher Institute has found that the number of abortions in states where they're legal increased by less than 1% last year. The study has also discovered the number of people crossing state lines to get abortions fell by about 9%. State-level numbers changed far more dramatically in places where bans took effect or were lifted.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Taxpayers calling the IRS for help processing their taxes this filing season may find it harder than normal to get someone on the phone. Experts say the problem is only expected to get worse next year with staffing cuts that could slash the workforce considerably. For this year, data of tax return processing time shows numbers largely in line with those from last year. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.